third through fifth grade students from around the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools community gathered at tables in the Hargrave Center Gymnasium to team up with the Tar Heels and sketch designs inspired by Black History Month. Several presented their designs at the end of the event, and the players will vote on which will be featured on the team's warm-up shirts at the Smith Center for UNC's game against Louisville on Monday, February 23rd. Reagan Copeland is the program's Director of Community Engagement and organized the event. She says the opportunity for the larger-than-life Tar Heels to interact with some of their biggest fans is one that's always worth taking.
It's really special, and it just shows the impact that they have on this community, and they can bring a lot of joy to a lot of people and a lot of kids. So I love putting together events like this for them.
Copeland was named the Director of Community Engagement last summer. And while her position with the program may be a new one, UNC's work with the Hargrave Center isn't. Head coach Hubert Davis, who made a brief appearance Wednesday, has been a longtime benefactor of the center. Sunshine Mitchell, an after-school instructor at the Hargrave Center, said Wednesday's event was not a one-time thing.
They come and participate with the kids. I remember them coming on Valentine's Day last year to help make cards with them. They came a few months ago as well. I can't remember. Well, I think sometimes they'll just come and play with the kids. They'll play basketball. We'll be outside with the kids, and they'll just come and hang out with the kids for a while.
Mitchell said she tried to keep Wednesday's appearance a secret from her students, but some of them still had a hunch something was up.
They were pretty excited. So one of them came upstairs and came in, and he was like, "Oh my goodness, I know what's happening." And so they caught on pretty quickly.
Yes. A lot of Carolina fans in this crowd.
Yes, we are. Yes.
Most of the Tar Heel players' homes are far away from Chapel Hill's Northside neighborhood. From Menominee Falls to Montenegro, this season's roster has a decidedly cosmopolitan flair. But Wednesday's event hit close to home for Jaron Stevenson, a Chapel Hill native who attended nearby Seaforth High School in Pittsboro. Though his 6'10" frame was comically cramped into a plastic folding chair, Stevenson said he enjoyed seeing the students' designs come to life.
Again, you're seeing the kids around, just interacting with them. Again, they're very creative, like lots of different things, and I feel like we relate to them a lot. So just, being around them, learning their ideas, and just, being around them is really cool.
Among the design presenters at the end of the evening were Caleb Wilson, Jaden Young, and Elijah Davis, with Davis's t-shirt design including a disclaimer at the bottom, which read, "Elijah Davis helped me on this project." The students, Mitchell said, were thrilled to say they worked with a Tar Heel.
It's awesome. It's amazing because a lot of times these kids don't get the opportunity to experience some of the things that the kids have. So like having them come in and just volunteer and just play with the kids is really cool. It means a lot to the kids.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.